Morning, Tom. Can you hear me, Tom?
Morning, Cade.
Sorry, I
This is
was muted.
Kevin.
I can hear you. Okay.
Yeah, this is Kevin. I'm here.
Sounds good.
Reed, can you hear me talking?
Yep.
Do you know how I can print the walling agreement from the email link thing?
Print the what agreement?
Water hauling agreement?
Oh, they came from Danielle.
Yeah, so I did mine electronically, but Brent wanted us to print it because he doesn't do electronic stuff, but
I can
I
work with
can.
you after on that, Brent or Jeff.
Okay.
I'll
Cause
let you know.
I can't figure out how to print it. It'll open it, but it just won't, I don't see a print option.
Option, gotcha. He doesn't want to get in and electronically sign it.
I guess not. He emailed us and said, could we print it for him?
I have it. I have a PDF version that I can send you, Jeff.
Okay.
When I get home, I'm traveling, so it'll be a bit, but I'll make sure you get a PDF version.
Okay.
And I'm sharing the wrong
No,
thing.
because he can't print it. He don't have a printer.
Where's my sharing option? There it is. Try this again. That's better.
There you go. Right. I think we're not going to have Kurt. Are we ready?
Got Kevin and Michael. Is Bart on?
I didn't see Bart yet.
Yeah, Bart's the only one we're missing so far. It's just nine now. Somebody want to ping Bart real quick? I mean, it's only 9 o'clock, but
I don't think I have his number.
if I've got him.
Yes, I will.
Okay, thanks, Michael.
Is that him?
Hey, Buildly, two of me. I'm going to log into my computer so I have a bigger screen.
Not going to count you twice, though.
I get two votes if I'm logged in twice.
Do you see him, Kate? Is he Bart 94?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, let's get this show on the road. It's 9:02, and the meeting is called to order. Cade, could I ask you to lead us in prayer?
Sure. Oh God, we're thankful for this day, the opportunity to gather together as a board and to receive member input and kind of give our updates. We're thankful for some of the moisture that we're receiving. We ask that we be able to receive more in the form of water so that we or snow that we may be able to maintain a good snowpack. Please help us to be courteous and mindful during this meeting, and recognize that we all have a love for the ranch and that we're trying to do our best to keep the nature of the ranch that we so love the same. We're thankful for all of our many blessings and ask for these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call. We've got
I think the
Cade.
board, yeah, with it being on Zoom, everybody but Kurt is here, and then I can grab all the rest of the members. It's just a reminder to the members, if you can put your lot number after your name, it helps. And Sally, I just want to verify, last time you were listed as owner, so I'm assuming Sally, that's you as again as well. Well, we'll go with that. I think we're good on the roll call. We'll just take it from the Zoom list.
Okay, that's fine. Do you want to any questions on the minutes from January?
Yeah, so I think most people kind of looked at it. So if there's no objections, I'd make a motion to approve the minutes from January.
I'll second the motions.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Kevin, aye.
Kate, aye. Jeff said aye, but can't hear him again.
Michael, aye.
Okay, so I think we've got all approved except for Kurt, who's not here, so.
Okay. Michael, are you ready to go over your
We need to go over
section?
the agenda real quick, just see if there's any changes there or
Sure.
modifications. So I just based on discussions, I don't know if we, well, I had two items. Again, I sent this out but then suggest changes, but I was thinking we might want to move this area tracking spreadsheet to the end of the agenda. That way, if people aren't interested, they could drop off. I don't know that it needs to be an executive session to go over it, but I think there's a couple of questions the board members have. So I propose that we move that to the end of the agenda.
Sure.
And then Bart, there's been some discussion about the pump, and I probably should have put that on there because that's been kind of hanging out there for those last two water connections. So I don't know if you'd talk about that in your area of responsibility or if we want to put an agenda item on it to keep tracking it.
Yeah, you mean for the booster pumps?
Yeah.
Yep. I think we should just update the issue today.
Okay. Well, and we'll put it on there, just kind of keep it tracking too from that perspective. So those are the two items that I'd moving the one and then adding the booster pump as a discussion item.
Okay.
Oh. Other than that, anybody else have any additions or changes to the agenda? Okay, make a motion to approve the agenda with those two changes. Putting the spreadsheet to the last and adding the booster pump as a topic.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. And we saw Jeff's mouth move, so we're good. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we
I
can.
can now, yes.
So I think what's happening is when I unmute, there's a big
Delay.
delay for some reason.
Huh. We'll
Okay.
wait for you.
Yeah. Michael, dues, expenditures, budget, invoices, past due accounts.
I am muted. I can't tell. I was.
No, we can hear
We
you
can hear
now.
you now.
Okay, good. I was just trying to get logged in. I don't have everything up in front of me currently. Checking account. Dues are coming in. Things are going well. P&L has the actual numbers on them. I honestly don't recall the number at the top, but in checking, we have 160,000, a little more than that. One savings account has 21,900. No, I'm sorry. The two savings accounts together have 21,900. One of them 6,000, and the other savings two is 15,700. That is for the water connection stuff that Bart will talk about later. CDs, there's 118,962. One of those CDs counted in that total is though the annual meeting CD, and it's 10,700, I think. Let's see. CDs budget. Everybody should have received their invoices. Those are for the assessments. Those are due by March 1st. Which brings us to past due accounts. We have a couple of past due accounts that will be turning over to collections probably before March 1st. One final push to get people to respond, and I have a few other past due accounts that aren't, I mean, they're a year, which is bad, but it's not like the others that are 2 years old. We're going to send out another letter saying that it's going to go to collections if we don't have some communication. It's not a lot of money in past due. I think it's under 3,000, under 4,000, something like that. It's not a ton of money, but they are past due. Let's see. Any questions on the treasurer's report?
You know, my only question is, when do you think letters will go out? And then what's the time period that you're going to ask people to respond to us by?
I'll get with bookkeeping and administrative, and probably do that within the next with sometime next week. I will be asking the board to allow anything that isn't at least have some communication going on to go to collections probably shortly after March, because those 2 year old accounts after March will be 3 years overdue. So those will be the priority. The other ones, I don't see anything happening before April. Give them some time to respond. But I mean, once we hit the 3 year mark on the two accounts, that's just, we've got to do something. So.
Agreed. Any questions on that, from anybody else?
And I think the other pieces I have, I will talk at the end with my other part of my update. Okay, that's it for me for now.
Okay. Currently no property manager to report out for us on that, but we do have some news on that that we can come to at its point on the agenda.
A quick Quick reservation report. We're currently at, just based off of income, we're at $9,145 in reservations so far this year, for the year. Last year we were at about 24,000, so that puts us at about 36% of normal for the year. So just kind of an awareness and level check. It seems like things are going at least like normal for the year, because I think we'll get a bunch of reservations during the summer, but we're at currently at about 36% of last year's income.
Was there anything special last year? A big event, a big family reunion or something, or?
No, again, that's the whole year in total. A lot of reservations come through.
Sorry, I thought you meant year to date.
No, I can't. It's hard to do a year to date, so I can just compare the two totals. So far we've got 36% of our total annual amount. So it's not, so it looks like, I think we're on track to hit those same numbers for the year. So
good. Sounds good. Thanks for that, Cade. So before we get into new business, we'll open the floor for members. If there's any member comments or question related to this month's agenda, we can hear those now.
Well, we've got a lot of people with comments today. Guess we'll close it and then open it up again if we have to, right?
Yeah. So I didn't hear from any of the members, so we'll go ahead and close the member comment period and we'll move forward with new business, which unless I don't see anything on the agenda for new business, so we can do some follow-up on existing business. So we've identified a, we've gone through the ranch manager or property manager interview process. We've identified the candidate. The candidate has accepted a letter of intent, and we just have to present the contract to the new property manager. Every expectation that that'll go as planned, and we should be okay there. Does that cover property manager for everyone?
I think so. We still haven't finalized the contract, so are we planning on having those reviewed with the attorney? Kind of what do we think? What's our next steps, I guess, for the contract and then getting that over to Ezra?
Yeah, so actual contract details, I don't think, are for this meeting. Those would be for...
No, but I was just where are we at in the status and what's our next steps, I think, is what I'm...
So, that's a very good question. I would suggest that we do that review. I think the board needs to vote on the contract once it's finalized. And if everyone's had a chance to read it, I don't know if we're ready to do that now. Are people, have people taken the time to review the contract?
I think at least Michael and myself have responded back that
I
think we're good with it. So again, we're good. We would kind of approve that and subject to attorney review, or what are we?
Well, I think the first thing is that we agree on the contract language, which contains the contract and the appendixes or exhibits.
Yeah. Do we want to, well, and Kurt's not here. Do we want to give Kurt an opportunity to vote on that? Maybe we can vote by email and go. I just put that on here just so that we kind of were clear on our next steps of, do we want to vote? Do we, and I was thinking Kurt would be here, or do we want to, you know, vote?
Yeah, we can move it to, unless anybody can think of a reason otherwise, then we can move the voting on the contract to an executive session. Following the vote, there may be some follow-up aligned with your earlier question and comments.
Okay. We probably maybe set a deadline for that, Kirk, since we're kind of
Well, let's try to do that this week. You know, this next week, let's get that done because we want to have him online for
and contracted, right?
Yeah, we want to have him online for March 1st, and I think he's gearing up and preparing for becoming, you know, becoming taking that position, taking that responsibility on March 1st. So, yeah, we need to not delay on that.
Sooner rather than later, because if we're going to have an attorney reviewed and approved, we don't know how long that's going to take. So, yes.
Also true.
Then I think the other comment too was, are there any onboarding steps? How are we going to do training and stuff? And maybe that's for next month, but maybe start thinking of assignments. Like I'm planning on training him on Firefly and the reservation system and that kind of fun stuff. But you did a really good onboarding checklist. So I like that. What is there anything else we need to go over to prepare him for going forward?
I think we also got to keep in mind that they got to get settled into the ranch house and stuff. So we got to give them time to do that.
Right.
Mike yeah, Nicholson has a good question, and I don't know who would like to field it.
Yeah. I'll take a shot at it. Anyone else can add comment too from the board, but we interviewed all the candidates that applied. We narrowed it down, and Ezra Black and his wife, he has accepted the terms that we discussed with him. And so he's currently in Colorado City. He's a property owner. He's familiar with the ranch. And from the interview process, he seems well qualified and completely comfortable off the grid out in the wilderness, like we have at Deer Springs Ranch. So it was a unanimous decision by the board to offer the contract.
It wasn't unanimous, but yeah.
No.
You're right. Sorry. but I think we all feel good in the end that it's a good decision. He's a good candidate, and we've taken some steps without getting into contract details. We've taken some steps to keep him around through the full term, and then, you know, hopefully re-up him at the end of his contract. He seems like a really good guy. So
I'm just to add to that, he owns lot 283. And so he's over by you, Michael. And yeah, he's very, very well skilled in mechanical stuff. He runs a heavy machinery type mechanical business as well. So he's helped out a few people on the ranch related to that.
We're excited mobile diesel repair is something he's into currently, and he has some construction background. I think for the light duty upkeep and maintenance and repairs around the cabins and around the headquarters, he's going to be spot on. Anyone like to add anything more? Okay.
When you're done, I can go back and give you an answer to your other question if you want me to interrupt now or later.
Yeah, we can do it now.
So you asked if Kate had a year to date. I went ahead and ran the budget versus actuals P&L for 2025 from January 1st to March 1st. And during that time period, there was 2,775 in cabin rentals, cabin revenue for that same period that we're looking at here.
And the numbers are a little bit weird too, because they're so you might want to run your same numbers in the other, but it's because the report I was pulling was actual reservations that are in this year, but some of those reservations could have occurred last year and stuff like that. So there's a weird disconnect with the
correct. So this is from the P&L standpoint, but that's, you know, some of that's yes, you're right. Depending on how you run the report.
Did you also run 26, Michael, then to compare, like do apples apples?
Oh, but I can. I'll run that right now.
Okay.
Continue on, and I'll, when I get it, I'll let you know.
Thank you. It sounds like we might be ahead, which would be nice. Cattle lease, not a lot to update here. Just let the membership know that we are coming up to lease end or contract end with the current cattleman, and that process for renewing or getting somebody on the lease is in process. I don't think there's a whole lot more to say about that at this point.
The key item I want to bring up here is that we did have another candidate that was interested in the position. We need to figure out when we're going to meet with them. So, and then again, what's our plan to review the contracts with the attorney, but that could be taken offline. But if the board members are available, can put some availability, we can get a meeting scheduled with him and kind of review it.
What's the general availability? I'm okay for next week. I'm not traveling next week, so I have some bandwidth next week if people are available and if the candidate is ready, which I believe he is.
He is. He said he'd make himself available.
I can be available pretty much any time after 5 p.m. any day.
Jeff, Kevin, Bart.
I can be available. Just let me know what day is good for him and for everybody else.
Thanks, Bart. I should have looked, or I should remember, but I guess I don't. When is Kurt back? Does anybody know?
My guess is probably after the holiday, maybe.
Okay.
Monday is a holiday, so maybe should we shoot for Tuesday and see what he says?
Yeah, or I'm happy to even shoot for Wednesday, Thursday, if that gives Kurt a minute to get home and respond.
As long as we don't think that's getting, I mean, there's some pressure to try and get something done by March, right? So, but we've got a few more days in there, so.
Yeah, so, well, let's try for Wednesday then. Let's try an executive session for Wednesday, and we can cover the two items.
Okay, well, so you want me to try and set up an appointment with the other leasee, potential leasee for Wednesday. Yeah. What do you guys want to do?
Over like Zoom, 6, then no matter where Kurt is, provided he has signal, he can join.
So what do you guys want to shoot for, like 7 o'clock?
That works for me.
For me. Okay,
so 7 o'clock on Wednesday, I'll get something set up.
Works for me.
Yeah, cool. That can work for me as well.
And Thomas, I have your apples to apples.
Oh, okay, what do you got?
2026 current year to date for building and facilities is 5,325. So we are at least on paper a little bit ahead from last year.
Yeah, that looks good. Glad to hear that. Thank you, Michael. So we still have some work to do on, so I'm going to move on if we're okay with the lease.
Yep.
And so there's a little bit of work to do still on the contracts, bookkeeping, water testing, and is there three? I thought there was three. There's only two listed.
Bart's on the, the water operator's already been signed, so took that one off the list. So again, I did put the comparison that we talked about for Tina's contract out there. I haven't received any comments on that. And then we may need to revise the bookkeeper as well going forward. But again, just more to keep that on everybody's radar than anything other than remind people that they've had that comparison out there for Tina's is out there for review, and we need to get these taken care of. So.
Okay. And we've had potentially some changes to the bookkeeper one with
right
with
I'll update that on my, that was my second part of my update, but I was going to do that at the end.
Okay.
If that's all right, we can do it now or later.
Yeah,
It's totally.
do you just want to do it now?
Yeah, we can do it part as part as part of this. As we all know, you know, at least from my time going back to Mariah and Jennifer, how daunting and what an enormous task it is to do the bookkeeping and administrative for DSROA. Abby came to us with some concerns in the amount of time that it was taking her. And we came up with a solution to help alleviate some of those pressures. We reached out to Danielle and asked Danielle if she would pick back up the administrative portion, and Abby will continue with the bookkeeping portion of those duties and responsibilities. And back when it transitioned from Mariah to Jennifer, a list of duties was presented to the board, and the administrative section and the bookkeeping section were broken out then. Jennifer refined that when it went from Jennifer to Danielle, and we've taken that as our template of to how to divide these responsibilities. You know, and Danielle has accepted and is going to take on the administrative portion of that. And Abby will help with anything on site that needs to be done in Kanab, that needs a physical presence in Kanab. So we've split those duties to help retain Abby and not lose and have to start over. Anyway, I think it's a win-win for everybody. And I'll field any questions from the board that, you know, if we want to discuss anything further on that.
I would just first say that appreciate all the effort that you put into that, Michael, and appreciate you and Abby and Danielle working together to come up with the solution that you found. And yeah, I support it. I think it's a good, it's a win. So thank you.
Thank you.
Think the only thing that I would add to that is that we did vote offline action without a meeting, and the board was unanimous in taking that action as well. So that'll be captured in the next minutes because it happened after these were sent out, but we'll make sure that that's captured so everybody's aware. I think
Okay.
we're good there.
Okay. The discussion around Johnny Brown, I think we need to have a discussion about that. I don't know if that's a
Yeah, so basically, last time we decided we were going to get together internally and figure out what we were going to present to the members and possibly have a meeting with them. So we just, that didn't occur last month. So it's just back on our plate to try and get that scheduled again.
Yeah, and apologies to the Johnny Brown members for the delay. There's been a lot of administrative work. The board's been on the last 4 to 6 weeks, and so it is on the radar, and we'll find a time to do that. Do you guys think we could do that before the next board meeting? Are we going to have enough of this stuff behind us, or will we need to push beyond that?
I don't know, there's a lot on the plate. It'd be nice if we can at least
Yeah.
talk internally and find a path forward, but I don't know.
I'm going to throw something out. We've had a lot of discussions internally.
Yep.
I mean, you know, Kate and I both have put together opinions on the matter internally. You know, I is more discussion going to change my mind or your mind or Art's mind or anybody else's on what preference they have? You know, so I think this is just something we need to sit down and address and
Finalize and come up with a
finalize.
response.
And
Yeah.
you know, I just we need to make a decision is what it boils down to.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, Michael. I think there has been a lot of discussion. I think there's at least one or two open points that we just need to decide and take action on. So
here's a proposal. What if we try and take, you know, last 20, 30 minutes, or take 20 or 30 minutes on Wednesday after the interview and just see if we can come to an agreed upon response and get it back to the members?
I thought we were waiting on some specific things that were proposed to Greg.
Well, we did ask them for more details on what they're actually asking us to do, but they did clarify, well, they did suggest fencing in the south fence and some stuff that way. I mean, we could at least respond on those items and determine if that's something we're willing to do, and or ask them in detail for what we want a response on.
I'm okay with carving out some time Wednesday night, but we've already got two things on that agenda.
We'll just have to be really focused.
Yeah, I mean, we will have to be very efficient.
I mean, Cade, you and I both put together maps and discussions, and we can put together those maps again, bring them to the top if need be, so that, you know, they're at least can be looked at and we can have that discussion. You know, I don't know if you want to share those maps color coded that you and I did, you know, with Johnny Brown, and say, you know, we're trying to be clear on what you really want here.
And that's maybe an action we can take, is just email them and say, hey, this is what we're understanding or possible solutions. And but even there, I think maybe we can refine that just a little bit, because I think the board's willing to do some stuff that we've heard, but not necessarily everything. So maybe let's just refine those really quick and draft up a letter to them and say, this is what, we've heard so far, this is what we're willing.
I'm good with that. Let's you and I make sure we have those maps ready for Wednesday so that we can have pointed discussions.
Sounds good.
Okay. I'm good with all that.
All right. Yeah. Thank you guys for that. I appreciate that. I think it's a little bit muddy for me. So if you guys can tighten that up and we talk about it, then that should clear us off.
Area tracking, we're going to move to the end. So
we're going to move that to the end. Right. The waiver committee, no update this meeting on this topic, only because we're going through the process of getting a new policy for the ranch. And a part of that process, it's not clear if the waiver helps or hinders the insurance policy. So as we move forward with a provider, when we get to that point, we can firm up from the actual provider on their side if the waiver hurts or helps, and then we'll take next steps. But the group has met. If there is to be a waiver going forward, which no one really objects to, the draft is ready to present to the board, but without having that confirmation of pros and cons from the insurer, we're just holding off until we know more about that.
Sounds good.
Water hauling, septic permits, Cade?
Yeah, so this is a discussion that's kind of been ongoing with the Board of Health that came to Kanab, or to Kane County, said that they were not going to be permitting any septic permits based off of water hauling, which is we've been relying on at Deer Springs Ranch for the past little while. Glad to report the last meeting that they had went kind of in our favor. They've agreed to put that responsibility or that decision of whether or not water hauling should be allowed back on the counties. So they're just kind of working through the language and how they're going to update that. They also determined in that meeting that they had to do an official public comment period after business hours. So it gives people an opportunity to attend. You know, the last few meetings have been at 11 o'clock in the day or in the morning, So right when people are working and stuff that way. So they've got to give an opportunity for people to comment. So that meeting has been scheduled for March 4th at 6 p.m. At the Southwest Utah Public Health Department to come and give comments. Right now, I would probably, if you attend that meeting, which we recommend attendance, but if you came, want to provide comments, it would be in favor of their current action or current direction that they're going, and just supporting that direction is kind of where we're at because they are looking to put that responsibility back on the counties. And our county, Kane County, has agreed that they want to be able to determine which subdivisions are dry subdivisions and allow water hauling and not. And Deer Springs Ranch is definitely one that they want to allow water hauling in. So again, making good progress on that. If you want to attend on March 4th, it's at 6 p.m. At the Southwest Utah Public Health Department in St. George. So any
Yeah,
questions also ahead?
appreciate. I know Cade, I think you've been at one or two of those meetings. I think Larry's been out there to support other board members and
Yeah, Bart and Michael went to the first one, so yeah.
yeah, so appreciate everybody's support there for the community to try and hold our status with potable water.
So airport info update, I just wanted to give you an update and then we can take this one hopefully off of our list other than to keep it as processing in there. So we received a notice that we needed to make sure our information was updated. They've got a website where I can log in and update that. So I successfully got registered, had to update my permissions. They've given me permissions and I've made the update so that now as a secretary, I'm the current contact on there, but as we change secretaries and stuff, we'll want to do that. It left all of the address information and stuff the same, but I do think periodically we need to go through and put that update in there. And then I have printed off the new summary with it all updated. And we'll put that in our records related to the airport, but we probably need to type up a little procedure as well, just so people know where to go log in, how to update that, but that's been taken care of. Any questions on that? And
No,
that's just
thanks.
our registration with the FAA, just so everybody knows to keep it current with the FAA. We didn't change anything other than some of the contacts. We still have Mariah on there
Yeah.
as the contacts and stuff, so.
Yeah, no, appreciate that. And appreciate the thoughtfulness on trying to record some of the things that we do as board members that are procedural that only come around once every couple of years or 5 years or 10 years or however, whatever the cadence is. So I like that you called out writing down, when it needs to be done or who needs to do it or how, something about the procedure. So if we can do that as board members, I think it would be helpful to hand off, if and when we're replaced for the incoming board members to have that information. If you would, Kate, I don't know, maybe as secretary, would you be okay with people sending that to you to put
I
into
was thinking, I wonder if we maybe make a folder with like for each position and put.
That's what I'm thinking is that if we just come up with a big folder or a big, a digital book, it could be, one big long PDF document with some links inside of it, or, it could actually be a printed three-ring binder, but just that we capture it.
I know that that actually exists for the
Some of the positions, yeah.
records portion that Danielle, the administrative stuff, there's a three-ring binder that has when the property taxes are due and when the vehicle registrations are due and the insurance. And there is a three-ring binder out there that does have that, but that's generally held by the administrative person doing the job. So if we've done a Google Drive, we could maybe have a digital version of that. That incoming board members will have access to and be able to at least view the documents.
Yeah,
So.
maybe even just building on that, and maybe this is not a good idea, but just thinking outside the thinking out loud, we could actually probably put reminders on the Gmail account for the board in the calendar.
Yes.
Well, and I think having Danielle responsible or the administrator responsible for it and keeping some of that is great. But I think each of those, some of those tie back to board responsibilities. So it might be good as a board member to have your specific ones listed for each board member. So, like, as the treasurer, what are some common things that you just need to follow up and make sure they happen, right? We trust our administrator to do a lot for us, but the next board member may not know everything to follow up on. Just make sure, double check so things don't fall through the cracks, right? So I think it's a great idea to try and refine on top of all of the other stuff we're trying to fix and do. But
Exactly.
yeah, I'll take an action, see what I can come up with on some of that.
All right, thanks, Cade. Do you want to give us the update on the J station?
Yeah, so created a reminder sign. So hopefully we're going to take this one off the list too. Jeff and Tina were able to get it hung. They haven't provided me a picture yet, but it's up and at the J station. So Jeff, I don't know if you have any other comments about where it's hung and stuff that way, but it should be there.
It's
And
on the J station itself.
cool.
Nice and visible. Can't miss it.
So that's the update. We're done.
Excellent. Michael, do you want to talk about website?
Sure. Nothing really to report. It is what it is at this point. I do not have the bandwidth to rewrite it at this juncture. Most of the important features are, and there are some fluff features that were added back in, like the cameras and the map that lists all the lot owners and some of the other most used features were added back in. Again, if you want any documents or minutes or anything like that specifically, you will have to ask the board and they will be sent off to you. At some point, either I mean, if there's any volunteer that would like to redo the website, please reach out. Other than that, it's going to pretty much stay as it is currently for at least the next 3 to 4 months with what I have on my plate.
Yeah, and I don't mind getting back in there and trying to help develop a new site or a new version of the site. It has been very busy, not just on the board, but in my real job, being in sales with end of year and start of new year, that's kept me pretty busy. So as if my load lightens up here a little bit, then maybe I can start to put some time into that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's functioning, it's there. The most used features, access, how to contact people. It will remain that minimalistic version for now.
Yeah, so it's completely functional. We just could do some flower arranging on it.
Yes.
Thank you. You're up again.
Yeah, I know. And that kind of ties into the website. I mean, as discussed last time, the website was used as one of the means to cancel the insurance. There were other things involved there that led to that pathway. The current broker, I'm not sure, is real excited about continuing a relationship with DSROA. They have given us a bid. It's about $42,000 a year, which is a lot compared to the $5,000-$6,000 we were paying. A big chunk of that is the property insurance. The liability insurance is minuscule in the grand scheme of things. It's the property insurance that is the larger portion of this. We have two other bids Nothing's under, Kate, correct me if I'm wrong on these numbers, nothing's under 35,000 per year.
If we combine both the property and the other, then I think the one might be close to 30, but yeah, they're.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's, we have to have
both. That's combining the two together.
Yeah, we have to have liability insurance and we have to have property insurance. And the insurance that we got canceled was combined for $5,000-$6,000 a year. I do have two other brokers. One has emailed as of Friday. I mean, emailed late Friday. And his response was, I can't find anybody that will cover you due to wildfires. They just don't want the risk. The other broker, I actually had a phone conversation with Friday. It was a good conversation. We updated the property amounts. You know, the old insurance policy, without going into too much detail, you know, every cabin was worth $100,000. I mean, which is just not right. I mean, some cabins, two people can sleep in, and the garden cabin, 20 people can sleep in. They're just a square footage difference. And we went through and did good calculations on each one to make sure each one was identified correctly. And, you know, the square footage, you know, what it could potentially, because per the bylaws, we have to ensure replacement value. Bylaws or protections, I can't remember which one, but
and state law, that's bylaws and state law,
yeah. And state laws. I mean, yeah, I mean, there's several there. So, you know, we went through and redid all of that to make sure that we did our due diligence, that, you know, if cabin four burns down, that the proper square footage and the property value is assigned to it. Anyway, this has been a big mess. Oh, back to the conversation with the other. He's promised me bids, quotes before Wednesday. My intent is to turn everything over to the full board Wednesday and have you guys review and make a decision of who we're going to give a boatload of money to. We still don't know how we're going to cover that. You know, that's another topic of discussion. But we're going to have to find a way to cover the new insurance. So, anyway, there's my rant. 10,000-foot overview. Any questions? Because I know. Oh, let me add one more thing. So, we have implemented a way that no one person is communicating with the insurance. Every communication I have with insurance, Thomas and Kurt are involved in, and to prevent having a quorum, Kate has been reaching out to some of his contacts through his real estate, and I have been included on those emails. I mean, because we can't have four people, otherwise we have a quorum. So we've kind of split it up to make sure that, you know, no one person is communicating directly with insurance, that we have dual control at minimum. All right. There's the end of my discussion. Any questions?
I just have a comment and something we may want to consider. If the property stuff drags out, we still want to have stuff that way. I think we should maybe focus on just getting the liability taken care of. I mean, I recognize we're required by state law to have the property insurance as well, but I'm concerned with all the reservations and stuff that we have coming on. We're getting into cabin season.
Oh, yeah,
we need to have liability in place.
By March 1st. Liability needs to be in place before Ezra comes on board.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, we can't bring Ezra in and start working on stuff without having at least liability. So, yes, March 1st is our hard deadline for liability at bare minimum. The problem is some of these companies won't separate the two, even though they quote them separate. they won't let us bill separate. It's either a package deal or nothing. So
I think we'll need to clarify. I'll clarify on my side on those because I think we can separate the two, but I'll verify that, and then because that'd be good to know which ones we can separate out and
which ones we can't. Absolutely. Yeah. So. But no, March 1st is our hard target. I mean, we have to have liability at minimum by then.
And then just to add to everybody else, I did reach out and ask some questions around the state law. You know, is there a way that we can just self-insure or stuff like that? State law requires us to have actual insurance. They said the only way that they've been able, there's a clause in there that says that the insurance must be reasonably available. So the response is that Michael's getting back that says, no, we won't insure it because of the fire danger. You know, that's not reasonably available, but we have found a few, but we need to verify that those are not. If we can prove that they're like moving into a secondary market or a third market or a high risk market, that's may not be considered reasonably available. And so if we classify those as that, we can. So again, a couple things we need to clarify before Wednesday too, just to see what our options are there.
And I don't know if we want to point out, I mean, there have been some internal discussions. I mean, we can't do any of, I'm just going to spit it out because we've had the discussions. You know, do you sell the cabins off? It's a huge chunk of money. Well, even if we go down that path, we still have to insure.
Until that's done.
We have to insure all the property until it's sold off. And we can't even go down that path without members voting on that and allowing the board to sell them off. It may be a long-term solution, but in the short term, we still have to pay insurance. We still have to be insured and covered. And if we went down the path of even discussing reasonable coverage, I would not be willing to vote on anything without legal counsel saying that, yes, we can go down this path because of A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So we'll finish our due diligence come Wednesday and discuss that even further. But, you know, just so members know, we've considered all paths.
Have one more path in there too. Some people just said, let's shut down the cabins, but that's not a viable option either because that may reduce liability, but liability is not really where we're having the problem. The area that we're having the issue is insuring the property for the property values.
Yes.
We own it and it's a DSROA asset. So again, the waivers on the property side almost have nothing to do with it other than a little bit on the liability, but it's really the property value one that's increasing our costs the most, not the fact that a waiver or anything like, or closing cabins or, you know, the activities that are occurring in the cabins, the liability for our activity doesn't seem that unreasonable. Yeah. It's the, again, if you think of insuring 10 homes or 10 of your own cabins up there, the price for $24,000 it's still high, but it's not quite as high as what I would think otherwise. But anyway.
So, I mean, you brought it up, Cade, and I'm just going to put it out there. I mean, it's going to be said at some point anyway. And it was language in the waiver that contributed heavily to the cancellation of the insurance. So just so people are aware, it was that waiver, specific language they used in order to cancel our insurance.
So a lot of good discussion there. A tremendous amount of work from Michael's side, you know, having been included in those conversations or those communications. I've seen it directly how hard our board members are working to address the concern of not having insurance. I think to summarize, we're going to have to move forward this year with property and liability. We'll do our best to find the most appropriate policy for DSROA. And that will give us a year to figure out how we move forward after that. But I think that would be an accurate summary, Michael. We're going to have it this year.
Yeah, we have no choice. I mean, Kate has a good point. We could potentially split the property and liability. Liability has to be done by March. Property has to be done before anybody rents a cabin. All that's coming to the board Wednesday, Thursday next week. I've given the care or the brokers a deadline of Wednesday, and then I'll try to compile all of the various bids in some sort of format that you all can go through. Because I mean, it's a lot. I mean, you know, some of those quotes are 80 pages long, and I don't expect you to. I don't expect you to read all 80 pages, but you know, I'm knowing the details of what are the cabins worth and how do they calculate things, and it's just a lot to take in. So I'll do my best.
Yeah. So we had a comment in the comments from Joan on 269, and she asked, "What about a special assessment this year, and then figure out the path forward for the future?" And I think all we can say to the membership at this point is, at this moment, we don't know what the path will be for covering the insurance costs this year, and then how we'll develop that strategy for the future. But an assessment is one of the options. Raising dues is another option that may be an inevitable for our organization. And we're still working through all of that, and we don't have a clear answer for you at this point, which path or what those dollars might look like.
But both of those have been discussed. Yes, we have discussed that internally. You know, what is going to be the least impact to members? You know, it's not their fault this happened. It's not my fault it happened. You know, how do we approach this in a considerate way? You know, we do have a little bit of funds that we can lean on. Thank you, Joan. Those are good comments, and we have internally beat our head against the wall to figure out how to do this.
Okay, well, look forward to a busy week next week. trying to get some of this very important business ironed out, hammered out, and finalized and behind us so we can move forward. Ranch house septic status. I don't know if it needs any summary before we go into it, but we're working on some options there for additional laundry capacity. Jeff, do you have an update for us?
So Larry was out, dug it all up to get elevation measurements to see how or if the lines could be tied to the existing septic, which was one of the options given to him by the health department people. So after he dug it up, he looked, we measured, he said easy peasy. So he dug trenches, we ran pipes, connected it all back up, and it's for the most part done. While it was open, we discovered it needed to be pumped badly. So we had that handled. While we had to dig across to the laundry container, the gas line, propane line to the house looked like caca. So we got pipe from Garcane and laid pipe in the trench too. So there's a new propane line ran across from the tank to the house. And I just got a message from Dustin at Garcane saying he'll probably be out next week to connect those two ends up. And then we can bury the end that goes to the house part. Rest is basically done.
Okay, thank you.
Were you able to hear me, or is my mic acting up again?
No, we heard you. I was just seeing if anybody had any comments or questions about that. So it seems like we're good there. Fire safety tabled till spring. There has been an invitation sent out by Jeff on behalf of Nicholas Dashtrup. If you would like a review of your property, I think Bart commented a couple meetings ago or at the last meeting that, while the state or county is out there, and they're investing on fuels management. If you want to contact Nicholas Dashtrup, he will set up an appointment to review your property with you and give you some options. I don't know if anybody's been through one of those yet. I did set up a time to meet with Nicholas, but I have a clash on my calendar for that day, so I'm going to miss that now. But I think his availability was this past week, next week, and the week after for February. So I don't know if anybody's been through that, but I would encourage the membership to reach out to Nicholas and set an appointment, try to meet with him and discuss fuels mitigation with him.
Did he give you a cost estimate of any sort? I mean, I would assume the lot owner is going to pay part of that, some of it, all of it.
I just reached out and asked him, said I would like a review. He said when. We set a date. Unfortunately, I have a clash now. I'll be up in Salt Lake City. But no, I think until there's a review, I think even if he comes out and looks, it's probably still, is it actually an area that they're going to have equipment? When will that be? And then costing it out beyond. I wouldn't expect
Okay.
anything in the very near term in terms of an estimate, but
Yeah. Thanks.
Understanding in the beginning stages, he's not going to have a specific detailed out cost, guesstimations and things like that, but depending on what areas you go over with him to actually do, whether some is equipment, some is handwork, some is this, some is that. Then he's saying that there's NCRS funding, there's county funding that members can apply for where they don't have to pay themselves anyway. So if they want to go that route and apply for the funding, then I think they're going to kind of wait for an answer to the funding before moving forward with an actual real plan.
Understand. That's a
That's
good
the way
note.
I understand it.
Okay, thank you. Are there any additional areas to report out on from the board members? There's nothing specific listed.
No, we still have Bart's the two water connections. If he wants to have any discussion or stuff
Oh,
on
my
that.
apologies. Is that on the agenda?
That was added to the agenda at the beginning.
Okay, that's what it was. There you
Yep.
go. Mr. Bart.
All right. Everyone, as most people may be aware, the lot water connections to our lower cabin water system were didn't meet adequate pressure by state code. They didn't meet the 20 PSI. So the solution was to install booster pumps. That required a waiver from the Division of Drinking Water. We successfully applied, received that waiver, and we were able to install and we have already installed booster pumps at lots, I think it's 144, 146. We have not done booster pumps at lot 143 or 147. I ran a hydraulic model on our water system, and we think we'll be able to save some money on lot 147 by just moving the point of connection closer to the lot line, which will get us to that 20 PSI minimum pressure requirement. And for lots 147, we'll still need to realign the pipe, but we'll need to realign the pipe and install a booster pump. We still have funds allocated and the budget from prior years for this project. And so we'll be able to cover that completely. And that's just work that's going to need to be done sometime this year. Good news is it looks like there's going to be a change in the drinking water regulations, and that's going to be, it's already been approved. It just hasn't been published yet by the Utah Administrative Rules Department. And that is the removal of requirements for a waiver for booster pumps. It will just be a requirement to meet the minimum pressure. And if you're going to use a booster pump, you need to do it according to International Plumbing Code. So that will make we still have the requirement to meet the 20 PSI pressure, but we don't have to go through hoops with the state every 3 years to get their permission and approval to do it. So that is good for us. And that's the update on those booster pumps.
Cool. So
Bart, sorry, I just had a quick question. So you said every 3 years, is that a pressure test every 3 years, or is the
no the pressure life? So we had a temporary waiver to install booster pumps to meet that minimum pressure requirement. And that temporary waiver had a 3-year lifetime. And basically we had to meet the conditions of that waiver or we wouldn't get a renewal of the waiver.
And that came about.
Say again.
So I was just going to explain to Thomas that came about because of a standard inspection, and they found those connections didn't meet the regulation, and then it triggered that whole other waiver process.
Yeah. So that was discovered during the sanitary survey inspection, which we will still be held accountable to. We will still have sanitary survey inspections. And so during those inspections, under the new rules, there will be a question, do you have booster pumps? Do you manage them? And also they will ask, do you meet minimum pressure requirements in those sanitary surveys? And those sanitary surveys are done by the health department.
So are we sure that, I mean, I know they're not building the cabin, but they probably still want water down there. I mean, what steps, I guess we need to work with the homeowner to determine.
Yeah, they're not going to rebuild the cabin. They're just going to have, an RV there, but they're still want water connection. So because it is a point of connection, we'll need to have that.
Add this 20 PSI.
Yeah. And I ran the models. And even if you put the connection or the meter like 150 feet into their property, you still don't meet the minimum 20 PSI. So ideally we would only have a meter, the point of connection within the our existing easement along the property boundary, so that we have access and permission to always go maintain it. We don't always have, because if it went further in, if the property changed hands, we may not be able to control it, or we'd have to have another separate easement to be able to go access it. And that would just be administratively, I think, a pain in the butt. We just want to use the existing easements.
Stay within the existing easements.
But so the action out of this, though, are we going to try and get those done this summer with Larry, or what's our actual plan to execute?
I think we should get those done this summer with Larry and the lot owners, coordination between Larry and the lot owners for the for lot 147. We will pay the full price on that. That's kind of what we did for the other lots. We pay up to the point of connection. And so moving the meter, it's really, that's all on us. For the lot 143, we'll cover and absorb the cost up to the booster pump. And then the booster pump and downstream is on the lot owner. So it is going to require coordination with those lot owners to get it done. But we do need to get it done this year.
And is that something you're working and coordinating? I'm assuming, Bart, with the water systems, or?
I will, now that I'm back on the board, I will coordinate and do it. It's as the water operator, it kind of is, it's the scope of the water operator to say, hey, we need to get this done. It's the scope of a board member to coordinate and make sure it gets done. And so as a board member, I will coordinate with Larry and, Larry and the lot owners to get it done.
Sounds good.
Are we also, are we going to be moving on to section eight, or is, did we kind of
Yeah.
cover everything? Okay.
No, I think, yeah, that's kind of like the save rounds for everybody to go through and anything that wasn't covered previously. So, Thomas, if we want to run through each of those, Kurt's not here.
Yeah, so Kurt's not here. I have nothing additional. Cade?
I don't have anything else either.
Michael?
I don't know. Thinking. We got here too quick. No, I think no, I think we covered everything. I'm good.
Okay,
Oh, yeah, I'm
Kevin.
sorry. Yes, one more thing. I forgot to mention that 2025 has not been closed out. We are working diligently to get that done so that we can have the final P&L. Abby and slash Danielle alluded to that in the message that went out. And Jeff, the P&L you questioned about that said that had the words deleted on it, those were because dollars were assigned to a GL account that is no longer used. It was an accident, keystroke error. The QuickBooks does not allow you to delete expense codes or GL accounts if they've ever been used any time for any year. So even though we transition a year, you can't. So what was done in the past, just the word deleted was amended to the description of that account as a note for future people to not use it, and it was just a keystroke error. So that should be cleaned up on the next time that 2025 P&L comes out. All right, now I'm done.
Thanks, Michael. Kevin, not sure if you have any updates, but I saw some good PR on Facebook from some members last week. So I don't know if you have anything on roads or otherwise.
Just briefly to go back over that, we had three sections of road repairs that were performed. There, the growing mud hole just before the cattle guard going down towards the gravel pit, that we worked some of the ruts and stuff out of and had Larry put several loads of gravel in that to keep it from growing. We had a culvert that had about a 8 foot section that apparently failed up off of Slide Canyon, which left a growing hole in the road. Dug that culvert end out, reset it, and took care of that growing failure before it became a bigger problem. And then we had a approximately 50-yard long mud hole that was becoming a major problem on Slide Canyon. We had Larry move a lot of dirt into that area and raise the road bed, install 24-inch culvert in that spot, work all the sides for drainage to the culvert so it no longer just piled up in the road. And we put a number of loads of gravel in that repair as well. And that's the one that was referenced on the Facebook. So some good things are happening with the roads. Slide Canyon's getting a little love that it's not seen in forever. So we'll do what we can. Thank you.
Appreciate that, Kevin. Jeff?
What's going on? Tina and I got all the cabin locks all straightened out, squared away. I don't know if people realize there was a pile of keys that was just a disaster. So we went, bought some locks, went through all the cabins. So all the cabins have new keys. And
is making those new leather key tags.
John Adams, I guess, is making new leather key tags for the cabin keys, because some of them are missing. But I think
Well, you now have
that's
a master key too, right? So that
yeah.
your
So
manager has a
the
master key.
cabins themselves, I mastered so that the days of being up at mainly up at the upper cabins and seeing an issue with a different cabin, but not having the keys and having to run all the way back to headquarters and back, should be over. The ranch manager should have a key that gets them in each and every cabin, regardless whether they have the cabin keys on them or not. But the plan is that that key is very important, and we need to stress that they need to protect that thing with their life. So, but those are the only locks that were mastered. We did change and rekey all the headquarters locks to all be the same as each other. But they're not mastered. So like the comfort stop in the store and the tool room and the linen closet, those all have the same key so that the ranch manager has one key, can get them in everything down below. The ranch house has its own separate stuff because that's their residence. And yeah, that's should straighten out a lot of these piles of keys we got sitting here. But other than that, I think that's, and we got the sign put on the J station. Yeah, not a lot going on.
Sounds good. Anything additional for Bart?
Water usage for the month of January was around 0.07 acre feet. So that's around year on year. That's around half of what we used last year. But it makes sense because we don't have a ranch manager. And it's around one third of what we used 2 years ago. So that's just an update on that. Nothing else.
Thank you, Bart. So we're getting ready to wind this down. I guess I'll ask the board members, was anybody planning to, or do we need to have an executive session following this?
Well, so we still have there's a couple questions on the spreadsheet. I don't know if all the members want to stick around for that because I think it's just procedural, but I don't know that it's sensitive or anything like that. So if people want to stick around, they could, but we could just let them drop off and we can
Oh, yeah,
finalize
right. Sorry, we haven't come back to that. So,
that. Yeah.
Kurt had requested having spreadsheets for budget tracking for each sort of main area of the DSROA. So there's a workbook that's been created, and it's currently posted to Google Drive. The goal is that each board member that's utilizing any resources, apply those resources to their respective tab in the workbook. It looks like an Excel workbook, works like an Excel workbook.
Well, and Thomas, so Jeff and I actually were going into it this morning and looking at it. So I think it would be helpful to actually pull it up because I think there's still a couple issues that we might want to make sure everybody's on the same
Yeah.
page. But again, I don't know that all if we can maybe dismiss members if they want to leave, that's
Yeah,
on
I was just
the main topic.
the only thing I wanted, what I was coming to that Kurt felt was important, and I don't disagree with. I don't see any reason not to share, but
Excuse me.
we were gonna one way or another, either PDF the tabs or make the workbook viewable by the membership so that they could see how their dues are being utilized throughout the year. So that was all I was gonna add there. But to your point, yeah, if people that don't want to hang around don't need to, and we can have a quick look at those and answer questions.
I want to bring up a quick comparison to make sure that we're all on the same page, and that is the workbook would be more of a real-time scenario. An area representative knows that they have five different projects coming down the line and they're on the workbook and they know that their budget's 80% gone and the P&L that we would be sending each month may be different than that workbook, because until the receipts come in and we're paid for, and you know, it's not going to be recognized on the P&L side until things are complete. But the workbook is here's my budget, here's my layout. I just want to make sure that everybody's aware these two are not going to be in sync, and that the workbook is the area representative's responsibility to maintain and keep up and know where their budget sits. There's my ramble.
Correct. Thank you.
So what we're saying is, if people don't care, the meeting, we're not going to discuss anything else other than this and maybe some of our Google folders. But so feel free to drop if you want to, but if you want to stick around and look at spreadsheets.
So you don't want to answer my question in the chat? This is Sally Miller.
I believe that question was answered in the chat.
I didn't see it, so would you answer it verbally?
You want me to take that?
Go ahead, Michael.
I will be happy to. Let me bring up the chat.
And I
Chat,
already
chat.
responded with what
I
we just went through.
I know
But
what
go
you
ahead.
did. So the question is this because the board vote several meetings ago that we are in this situation? Re the insurance. And the answer is unequivocally no, it is not. Not a single insurance company, not a single broker has requested a waiver, asked about a waiver. And when I have discussed waivers with brokers, we are not in an industry that would matter. We're not an amusement park. We're not a store letting people come into a trampoline park. Those industries would be an industry that the insurance company would say a waiver is necessary. We are not in an industry that this matters one iota to the insurance. I will tell you that we've had denials because we don't have a reserve study. They want an evaluation on the property. We don't have that. So, no. And Sally, if you really want to get technical about it was the waiver that canceled our insurance, or a big part of it. Does that answer your question?
Okay,
Michael,
so
could you say why the waiver was
let me first understand what you just said. You said it was because of the waiver in large part that the insurance was canceled. Is that what you're
Yes,
saying?
absolutely.
Because we had a waiver.
No, because of the language on the waiver.
Okay. And so
The
nobody thought to change the language?
It's too late now. The insurance has been
Yeah.
canceled.
Yeah.
I mean, it's irrelevant at this point as to changing the language on the waiver at this point, because our insurance was canceled due to the desire to have every activity excluded and waiving at the top of the waiver.
And those activities were listed as a justification for cancellation.
Yes. We as an
Okay.
HOA, do not sponsor zip lining, but yet it was on the waiver. And that was a specific item that was noted in the cancellation of the insurance. And there's more, that's just one example. But because we represented ourselves as we're excluding all of this stuff, you know, so we must be doing it on common ground. And that was their justification. So take that however you wish. It was a big part of the cancellation of our insurance policy is the waiver.
And I would add to that, they did not give us an opportunity to try and rectify any of their justifications or reasoning or whatever that way. They just said we'll extend. Michael's able to get them to extend for 30 days, but after that they said we were done. So there was no opportunity to try and fix it and they didn't give any other justifications or things that we could fix or remediate or do in order to maintain that coverage.
And there was no attorney to go over this language to say that's stupid to have zip lining in an insurance policy where that doesn't occur.
An attorney wrote the waiver.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't the
And
board that wrote the waiver.
There was
and that
two. There was
language.
actually two attorneys involved in the language there, wasn't there?
I don't know about that, but I know
Yeah.
way back in the beginning when that language was provided, I know that Tina and I specifically said, "Hey, wait a minute. We don't have these things. Why is this here?" And then it was justified by said attorney that wrote it. So it was brought to the attention way back in the beginning and basically ignored.
Thank you.
If there's nothing further, we'll close member comments. I guess we can adjourn the meeting and then go over these sheets, can't we?
Yeah, I think we can.
Okay, so unless anybody has anything else, I say we go ahead and adjourn this.
Yeah, it's not an executive session. If members want to stay and see what's going to be available, please do so. This is just more of an administrative task on our part, nothing more.
It's a top secret inner workings. Anyway.
I do have a topic I think we should take to executive session afterwards.
Okay, so one thing to note is from a recording perspective, last time we tried to stop this recording and start the recording. That doesn't work. I'd have to actually set up a brand new meeting if we want to do another executive session topic from that,
Well, we
which we
can.
can do, but just be aware of that.
Okay. Or, I mean, I'm fine with waiting for Kurt. We can do it next week. It doesn't, it's no.
On the web, pile one more thing on Wednesday.
I mean,
Now that's four topics. That's going to be a 2-hour meeting.
or with the way we work.
Yeah. Hopefully we can keep it streamlined and we're running next week, but maybe send an email with the topic just so we have a heads up on it, and then we
Yeah.
can try and streamline them.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
Okay, so just real quick, couple of things that
Table you, I'm sorry,
make it
Control
bigger.
plus, zoom in. I mean, it's too small for, if you're looking on a phone.
I've got
It's
a
just
nice
on half of
monitor.
the screen. Yeah, that's
That's
better.
good. Good, 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 good. Yep.
Okay. So a couple things that we found on these. So if I go over to one of the cabin one, you notice that there's only a total up here for the budget to be able to kind of calculate those through. So what it's not doing currently is not taking the individual items here. It's taking all of those. Well, it was calculating these as a percentage of that overarching total, not the individual total. So on this one, we went through and went ahead and added the individual line item totals and totaled that up to the total budget, and then have it calculate the proper percentages down below. But I don't know if that's how we, if you guys want to do it that way or not, but it looks like this was kind of more defined for just like a single budget with not multiple. I think we added these recently, but we'll have to do the same type of.
Yeah, I guess I don't. So line four, I don't know what line.
So that's the
I had
total
never
budget
populated
for
line
fuel.
four.
Yeah. So that's the total budget for fuel, total budget for fencing, total budget for grounds. Because otherwise, the
Gotcha,
percentage
gotcha,
down
gotcha.
below
Okay.
are.
Yeah, if that level of detail is wanted, that's fine.
You were anticipating that it would just have the total budget
Yeah.
for all of those items there. And that so that
By
is another
area,
option.
yeah, just by each one of those tabs having a budget and then any expenses being deducted from that main budget. But if you guys are subdividing the budgets, that was just I clerical. I mean, that's fine.
From my thoughts, I think that's
Just
fine.
the
I but
Well, I don't know how you would, if you don't have them subdivided like that, how do you keep track of each individual? Because all those columns have a separate budget. So how would I know I'm still within budget on, say, HQ grounds? I now would have to go back to the budget and go find all that documentation in order to see, oh yeah, I still have money there, because I don't know what that
But is the
specific.
budget for, I think it's a total budget for the ranch house would be 11,601. And then whoever's overseeing that, realigning money just to meet all the needs would be at your discretion. As long as I would say, if you can do it like this, or you could just have one column that has a category that you would select for whenever a expense hit the budget, and you would just adjust that category so you could do a
Could be
pivot
done
chart
that
to
way as
budget out.
well. It
Yeah.
could be done with a validation list. It was just I was working from a design that I was handed and
Right.
trying to not make too many changes at one time.
Yeah.
Cade,
Well, no, it
will you
makes
bring up a
sense.
P&L, Cade?
Well, the red HQ ranch house, that should probably just be changed to headquarters, period. Because HQ grounds is not the ranch house.
And this
HQ
sheet,
fencing is not the ranch house.
and this
Fuel is not
sheet.
the ranch house. You know what I'm saying?
So,
So,
Jeff, this sheet is under your full control over that area.
100%.
I don't care if
Correct.
you name them Blue Bunny.
Yeah.
I
This is a way for you to stay on top of your expenses that you
Yeah.
don't go over budget or leave money on the table that could be spent in the in a fiscal year.
Well, I didn't know until this morning playing with it. I didn't know that, like, HQ Ranch House title right there, that I could actually change that.
Yeah, those were titles that
I
were
thought I was
handed.
only in control of putting in the numbers and that's it.
No,
So,
this is your world.
yeah, this is your world. So the workbook was handed to me. I did what I could with limited experience, managing the ranch, to make it a workable sheet for the person that holds the budget. So, yeah, if there's things that need to be changed, improved, you want to rename something, go for it.
So what I'm hearing too, so that was kind of another thing though, because this doesn't directly align with the P&L, and again, that doesn't necessarily have to, as long as I know what their topics are under the responsibility. But like, for example, fuel is under equipment and automotive and equipment, and I don't know if it got put over here, but do we want to move some of those things around so they align a little bit better with the.
So I spoke with Michael when I started to look at this, and Michael was like, you know what? This is completely disconnected from the P&L. None of the GLs relate. Nothing is associated. So do whatever works for you, right?
Kate, can you bring up a P&L? Just I want to show the difference of how I'm going to look at this versus what's on this sheet. I don't know if you
I
have
gotta
one.
share a different. I have one, but I gotta stop sharing this one and share the other one. So just a second.
Mostly all of these items roll up into a category. So HQ has three sub items, four sub items, whatever it is. And from a treasury perspective, I don't care if you spend fuel to buy locks or whatever. I don't care. As long as the bottom line of the category is within budget. The subcategories, I don't care how you spend it.
Well, I agree with that to some extent, but if we don't want like locks under fuel, because then it's gonna be hard to budget next year if we're spending weird numbers, right? So
No,
it's.
yes, absolutely. Still, you would still put, so like under headquarters, total headquarters is $6,000. If the fencing, so there's $2,000 in fencing. I mean, we can put the ground maintenance, maybe $5,000, and it's over budget, and we know that we didn't spend anything in fencing because we went over budget on grounds. So that helps us understand next year that, we can have those discussions as a board and say, well, why did this go over budget? Well, it went over budget, and that's why we didn't spend any money on fencing, because we went over budget. As long as that bottom number, total headquarters, is within budget, how you divvy up the individual items up top doesn't really matter. We just have to remember and recall and have discussions later on as to why A was over and B was not used. Does that make sense? Am I saying it clearly?
Yeah, I get it. Well, and just to do one final clarification too. These accounts are what's already currently set up. So to me, well, like these landfill fee and the laundry and the propane, they almost could go underneath the headquarters rather than the total bill. I mean, either one, right? But if we wanted to rearrange those, is that capability right now, or what you were saying with accounts and the deleted stuff, does that is it harder to move those around in QuickBooks than what we're
It would
thinking?
be harder to move. I mean, yes, we can move stuff around. That's added work for Abby.
We got to get the bookkeeper functioning first, and then maybe later on, but.
I you can move them around in the spreadsheets to your heart's content
Right.
because they don't matter to the P&L. The P&L is what we are obligated to be accountable to the members. The spreadsheets are, for your information, we have all of these projects lined up that we plan to get done throughout the year, and this is where we're going to spend the money.
Yeah, I've always just struggled with these headings where there are, I mean, they're not terrible, but they.
And I inherited this, and every
Understood.
treasurer before me has inherited this,
Yeah.
and it may be old and need some updating, but right now is probably
Not the
not,
time to do it, but yeah, I
yeah.
don't agree. Okay, so Jeff, did that answer questions on the and everybody else's for their areas?
Some other than with email and with Michael about Larry's last bill and stuff. So in that other spreadsheet thing, there's that utilities expense, but there's Michael was saying there's already allocated utility expense like Starlink, the phone, all these other things, but that's not represented in that spreadsheet. So when it says utilities, there's a $3,100 budget. I now have to remember that, oh well, $50 a month of that comes out because of the phone, or
Yes, and I don't know how
Somebody
we're.
gonna fix that, or
Can
I
you go
don't.
back to the workbook,
Oh, sorry,
Kate?
I meant it, but not sharing
Yeah.
it.
So, and also, like I didn't look at the P&L and assign budgets. I just put numbers in as examples in the workbook, just to see it populated
Populate.
with some data. So all of the data that's in there was completely erroneous. It was just made up. So you should look at your budget and apply your budget to your tab. Jeff, I think, under utilities, if you know what the utilities are, I would say, like, if you have $3,100 there, that's allocated for that. It's $50 a month for something that's recurring. You could put in the whole annual amount
Well,
and
I
just
don't.
know.
That was kind
That's
of
what
my
he's
point
saying.
is,
He doesn't know that it's
I
there.
don't know those numbers. That's a bookkeeping thing.
And
Like, because they don't relate to my budget.
yeah, I mean, that was my first inclination was, well, you don't need to track that.
Well,
I'll
but
do the first thing.
he's got to know what the fixed expenses are so that he knows what's left over
Yes.
to be able to put
Be
in numbers.
responsible for it.
Or we have to remove that column altogether.
Yeah.
So I
So
have to know that
that's what I was saying.
I can't use HQ utilities because that money's already been pre-assigned
Which
for other
that's what I would
purposes.
think is that's fixed. Michael, go ahead.
Yeah. So if you have questions on a specific area, you're going to have to ask because, quite frankly, Jeff, and I apologize, I don't have the bandwidth to come out here and do this. I just I'm spending 20 hours a week on this insurance stuff. I just, and then my real job and everything else. I don't have the bandwidth. I will pull any report you want and give you anything you need in order to look this up, but
So
I.
can we, would it be helpful just if we just did a last year's actual expenses report, I mean,
Yes.
report. So
Oh.
just dump that. That's a simple report once for you to run, and then.
I can dump an actuals monthly, but I mean it's going to take some work on your part to go through each month and say, okay, under cabin utilities, there are these expenses. Yes, I can dump that out for 2025, but that will be some work on your part because I simply don't have the bandwidth to do it.
No,
It's
you
probably
don't have good
good.
actually to do it that way, and people get a little bit more intimate with the areas.
Their past
Yes.
numbers, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I used to come up with the budgets is I went through the prior 4 years, summarized everything and came to the actuals
Didn't you have
of
a spreadsheet that had the fixed and the actuals on it that we can
I
maybe go back to?
I I yeah 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 I'm
It
let me
seems
get
like when you originally presented the budget to us, you kind of had some fixed expenses listed.
I do. I have some fixed expenses. It may not tell you where they go under, though. I'm trying to get to that folder right now. So let me do 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 do.
The other
But Jeff, if
side
you
of
had the history of all the individual expenses, is that good enough for you? Jeff?
and what?
If you had all of the individual expenses from last year, you could figure out what the fixed expenses kind of are within your budget, do you think? Or
Yeah, I mean, I know how to do math and use a calculator, so I can put them in there
you as smart? Yeah,
and
okay.
just dump them as a basically call it a vendor is yearly whatever.
Yeah,
And it
the
would
annual
subtract it.
expense.
It would just subtract it. I would just do a yearly thing and it would subtract it out because I don't want to go on there every single month, just like Michael doesn't want to do that either.
Yeah, no, but
Right. So.
you could add up a total and just put that as a projected expense
So
and
correct. So I could have done
yeah.
that like on the very first line before ever even touching any of these budgets is here's what's been yearly allocated to X for this purpose.
Yeah.
So that money's gone.
Yes.
But I don't know those numbers, so I couldn't do that.
I'll do my best to get you those. I'll do my best to get you the numbers from 2025. And for the most part, those are hard numbers going forward. Unless we have a change in pricing for QuickBooks or we have a change in pricing for Starlink. The new numbers take our current existing expense and just project that throughout the year. We don't know that Starlink's going to raise or lower or what. I mean, nobody ever lowers anything, so yes, those are
But
your projected numbers.
that's as long as that's the proper line item because I noticed looking
Yeah.
through the P&L there is a telephone specific line,
Yes, which is
but
different.
I thought telephone goes in utilities, so I was confused.
So I will print you a year-to-date actuals with details.
Actually, you want 2025 actuals, not year to date, right? Just 2025 actuals.
Well, yeah. Well, no, it's 2025 actuals, January 1st through December 31st in detail format. And that will
Right.
give you what, well, I'm getting QuickBooks open because I don't know if that's going to do what I want. I will try and get you what you need, Jeff. Let me see what it's
Yeah,
going to
like I
take to get
said,
it.
if there's a line like HQ Utilities where, the majority of it is already spoken for, then maybe we just need to not have it on the spreadsheet at all. And I don't have access to money on that line, period.
I understand and agree. And there may be some money in there. There may be, $100 or five or whatever. We may have built in a buffer for that. Sorry, I'm trying to get into QuickBooks and making a mess. And anyway,
So it looks like we've got some entries underwater. So, Bart, did you do that?
so
Or
there's
is
the
that?
water operator contract. That's a monthly
Yeah,
expense
I didn't
that's
do
going to be.
that.
Yeah, no, BART didn't do those. Those are a monthly expense that we pay the operator every month, just like there's a.
No, this must have come from
Oh,
Jeff
you're
or
on this.
something.
Oh, I'm talking about the P&L, not this sheet. So,
Yeah, no, I just want to go to the water one.
sorry. I'm not looking at your screen. I'm in QuickBooks trying to figure out if I can get Jeff what he
So where
needs.
did these, did you put these in, Jeff, or where did these come from?
No, that just looks like a sample. That's the dates are
Sample.
2024.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So that's
Okay.
just an example paper.
Well, I didn't want to, I don't think we need to spend too much time on this. I think Kurt just wanted us to be aware of it, start using it. We haven't, and bring up any problems. So I think we have a path forward, especially if Michael gets us that letter, right?
Oh, it's going to be it's a very large printed
Report. Yeah.
report. It's not so by months run report. Let me see what. Oh, all right. Then let's go down.
While
What was
you're
it?
pulling that up, I'm just gonna go over the last tab. So I need to populate some more in here that of stuff that we've discussed in meetings and stuff that way. But this is where we were talking about adding the different projects. So we got cabin two kind of set out there. We haven't officially determined what we're gonna do. The fuel tank upgrades, which is that EPA stuff we were talking about. So Jeff, I think we could put, some estimated costs. These are all just estimated, right? They're not
Yeah.
actual. The corral upgrade. We've got the well pump solarization that we've been talking about. So we can start putting some of those in there and discuss. And then I did add a column for status here. So we'll put some statuses like, under discussion or approved or whatever that way. So we can kind of filter and track on those from that perspective. But
Yeah, and then once that, and then I think the, I think, I mean, you guys tell me what works or what seems most logical. If we look at cabin two, rodent remediation, then once we have a cost estimate on that and the board approves it, then, Michael, help me out with the budget then. Would that be part of the cabin budget? And we would just add that work and those expenses over to the tab for cabins, or should we create a new tab for every project?
I was trying to work in QuickBooks and I was not listening to you.
Can't you do 27 things at one time?
No. Let me come back to see what you're looking at. Okay. Ask the question one more time because I was not paying attention.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. So this tab was really about future projects and then being able to cost estimate projects so that the board could make an informed decision and it was documented. So
Yeah.
then once approved, and maybe Jeff, you can comment too, cabin two rodent remediation, just as an example, then would we, say, here, Jeff, here's some budget. Jeff could say, oh, I'm just going to make that part of the cabin. My
Yes.
cabin budget, and I can deduct from that existing tab versus creating a tab for every project.
Yes.
That's
So
what I think too.
I so as far as special projects, how I view this is special projects are funded by current budget. You know, whatever's in your budget, if you're going to go over budget, and there are still special projects or even emergencies that come up, those then go to the full board and say, we're going to have to dip into savings, we're going to have to dip into whatever, however we choose to fund it. Or we can say, you know what, this is an emergency, but we're going to close cabin two for the foreseeable future until we have funds available to fix it. So within budget, these special projects can just be moved over, spent however, until we hit over budget, that's when, you know, we have to have more discussion on where to go. Does that making sense?
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, sort of. So, like, when we know that something has to be done, so like the fuel tank upgrades, right? So it was budgeted for, it needs to be done. The question is, what is the path? And so then, even if we said, okay, well, let's do the 500-gallon tank path, even that path has different paths.
Yes.
Right. So
So,
now how do we budget? How do I put in here
the
what
way.
those paths all look like, but have it on a spreadsheet like Kurt was requesting? Like I don't see a way to do that.
No. So, no. And kind of. So, as the person over doing something, like I latched on to fixing or addressing, not fixing, addressing the bookkeeping administrative stuff, and sat down with Danielle and Abby, and I presented a complete plan back to the board. So, and some discussion. So if I were in your shoes and I was doing the fuel, I would sit down and I would give a summary of here's what we considered, and here's our conclusions, and here's my recommended path forward. Now, the rest of the board may not agree with what you propose. That's nothing personal. That's nothing against your proposal. They just may all have different ideas. And then we discuss other options, and somebody may say, can we do this, this, or this? And the answer may end up being Jeff's proposal was spot on, and we move on after all the discussions. It doesn't go on the spreadsheet until you make an actual proposal,
They were
identify
going in a certain direction,
we're
right?
going a certain direction. Here's
Correct.
my direction to the board, and when the board approves my direction, then I would see it going onto a sheet. That would be how I would approach it. And I don't
Well,
I'm,
so I think this is kind of accomplishing two things. I mean, I think we need to have a list of projects just so that they're constantly refreshed in our mind. Like, we haven't talked about the Kamatu rodent stuff for quite a while. So I was just a list helps me in a spreadsheet perspective. I don't know that I necessarily need all the cost estimates, but back to your point, Michael, I wonder if we create a folder in our Google Drive where we and maybe we come up with a template for a proposed project or whatever that way,
Yeah.
that we can outline all of that stuff and track all of that there, and people can go look at that, the proposed projects, and go from there. But having the list of those proposed projects, I think, is helpful just so that we don't have to go back through the status of them. And maybe some of the cost estimates too, once we kind of get those together. But I think having one place to come and look at all the stuff that people, the wish
Yeah.
list, right? It would be, but each wish list should probably have, like you're talking, a project proposal,
Yeah.
like a one page Word document or something. Like, we
Yeah.
came up with one for the well pump solarization.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, something
for
like that.
sure, there should be something in the background that puts all the context and detail for what's on the
Yeah.
sheet here, right? And then
Yeah.
functionally, when it's estimated and we kind of know the cost, the board approves it, Michael allocates the budget, then it can come off of that tab, go into your main tab, and be added to the budget on the line, the column, like you had set up there. And then you can start deducting from that budget to take care of that project.
I spelled it wrong, but Asian. Okay, so I just
So,
created a folder there, and we can maybe I'll put the water one in there that I started that Bart's picking up on, and then maybe we can, and then yeah, I think the stuff you put in your email was kind of along those lines too, Jeff. So if we get that into a Word document, so we don't have to go looking for emails for it, we'll have it there, and then once we start getting costs and stuff there, we can start to track those from that.
Well, the trouble I have is I don't use Microsoft products, so I can't do Word documents, I can't do Excel spreadsheets and all those kinds of things
So you can actually come in here. It doesn't
unless I
require
have access this way.
you do
Well,
have
you do.
access
So
this way.
if you come in here, you should be able to create a
Right click, Cade. Yeah, or that.
new Google Docs.
Yeah, Google Doc will be a Word, Google Sheets will be Excel.
Yeah.
And then you should be able to just save that in that folder and go from there. I can work with you on that, Jeff, if
Yeah,
you
because
want that.
everything I do at my house, I got to do on like WordPad and stuff. Because I don't use Microsoft
You're a
stuff.
perfect candidate
I
for
boycott it.
Google. So,
I boycott Microsoft.
next week when I send the insurance, I'll try to put it in a format that has all the documents and kind of summarizes to my best ability and understanding, so that y'all don't have to I mean, you can and probably should read all 85 pages, but I'll try to present it in a format that will be actionable to have discussion on, and then after that discussion, actionable to actually vote on is kind of the steps that I see how, to here's what we're talking about, and then after some discussion, then proposed voting. So.
Sounds good. Okay, one last question on this. So currently today we have two folders that the board has access to. There's this working folder and this feedback on documents. Right now all of you should have full access to both of those, but I don't know if that's causing confusion, and we should only have like the working folder, and then maybe under the working folder we put the feedback of documents or something that way, just so that we don't have multiple folders that we're working out of.
Yeah, I didn't realize that those were both board folders. I was thinking one of those was mine when I was trying to like Google just really kind of upset me last week when I was trying to sort all this out. So there's probably some document duplication across the two folders, but basically I understand what you were trying to do there, and I'm not saying it's a problem to do it this way. It was just very confusing for me to look in my shared and not being super proficient in Google.
So would it be better? I think it might be better, just it sounds like, to have one working folder and then maybe some subfolders underneath
Please,
that.
yes, please
Yeah.
combine them
Yes,
and we'll
please.
just do subfolder. So this is the boards folder, and underneath the boards folder, we're going to do some tasks. It's just
Yeah.
easier for me to keep that straight in my head.
Okay, so I now have one folder. I moved everything that was in the DSR board folder to that one. You might want to move or remove these or figure out which one works, Thomas, for those.
Okay, so if you go to the so then the folder that we're going to use is
Working folder.
the board working folder. Can you open that then? Is that what I'm looking at?
That's what you're looking at right now.
Okay, so the exhibit A.
Yeah, so you have a copy of those in this folder too. So
So
they.
this folder actually, I think, has the most current, most refined. Jeff's feedback, your feedback, everybody's feedback, I think, is actually in these documents.
Can you verify it? Because I
And
was the
delete
last
the
one to
others.
modify all of those, and I think you were the last one to modify all of the other ones. So I want to make sure
Or
these aren't the ones that are the most current feedback.
create a folder here, Cade, that says basically hold delete. And once we finalize the other stuff, we have somewhere to so put
Yeah, it's
past
just like an
documents.
archives folder, like, and then it could be cleaned out once in a while or something. So that at the first level, we have documents we're currently.
Yeah, and if you think these, I mean, verify, like Cade said, verify, and then move those to the archived folder if they're not relevant. So we know
Yeah.
we're not supposed to be looking at those. We know we're supposed to be looking at the others.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But I do. Yeah,
You can delete that, Cade.
I'll have a look and try to do some more file management on that.
I only did that because you asked, can you add stuff? And so I wanted to make sure you saw I added stuff.
Okay. I think those were the main items. Does anybody else have any questions, concerns around the folders and or the spreadsheet and
I want you to go back one folder, though. I want to see what's in the. Do you have access to the website folder?
Yes.
Will you open it? I don't want to.
That's all.
Great. Okay, good. I have everything else, and I should probably transition that to here at some point as an archive. But I mean, that's an executive discussion because we need to have a discussion on retention policies, and that probably should be in the rules and regulations, and we'll have that retention policy discussion in an executive session.
Sounds good. Okay, anything else?
I'm
Sounds
good.
like Dan was the only one that was willing to continue to be participate as part of the board, but we
Yeah,
bored everybody else out of
he was
out
on
of the
there for a
meeting.
while, or he still is. I
He
don't know.
still
He
is,
still
yeah.
is.
But we bored everybody else off.
Everybody else said, "What the hell?"
All right, guys.
Thanks, y'all. See you
Enjoy your
Wednesday.
weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Have a good one. Thanks.